This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Our top story this morning, still in the water in Grand Prairie. I'm Joe Kelly. The KRLD Morning News continues now with Heather Behrens and John Little.
Schools are closed again, some businesses too, because of the ongoing water problems in Grand Prairie. KRLD's Austin York has the very latest.
Mayor Ron Jensen says foam used to fight a fire got into the city's water system because of a faulty backflow valve. People who live north of I-20 were told not to drink the water or use it for things like washing dishes or brushing teeth. Jensen says while the foam is not toxic, the notice from the city stays in place until they're given the all clear.
Once you have a contamination in your water system, you have to start flushing it. You have to start sending samples to TCEQ. So right now, we're in that time frame where we're waiting for TCEQ to tell us what to do next.
He says so far, no one's gotten sick. The city will be handing out water at Lone Star Park for as long as the water notice is in effect. From the 24-hour news center, Austin York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm Kurt Lewis. Grand Prairie schools are closed again today because of the water woes. A decision about tomorrow is still up in the air. Other recreational areas are closed as well, like Veterans Event Center, the Kirby Creek Natatorium, the Charlie Taylor Rec Center, the Dalworth Rec Center, Prairie Lakes Golf Course, and the Ruth Jackson Center. Numerous restaurants in the affected area also have to close again today. Now, the restaurant at the Grand Prairie IKEA is open. However, they're selling packaged foods rather than their popular Swedish meatballs and hot dogs. From the 24-hour news center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And in Wise County, residents in Rome are still being asked to boil their water after two major water main breaks on the Walnut Creek water system. The breaks happened on Sunday and have been fixed, but the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality is requiring the boil water notice to remain in place for now. The boil water notice affects everyone who gets a water bill from the city of Rome. Water should be boiled for 2 minutes before using it for drinking. And earlier this morning, we had a red alert in northwest Dallas. Now we have an update. Dallas County Sheriff's deputies were investigating a fatal pedestrian accident. Traffic was being diverted off the highway at Regal Row. The driver involved did stop and is cooperating with the investigation. The freeway has now been reopened. He's only been on the job for 3 months, but the new superintendent at Grand Prairie is on paid administrative leave and under investigation. NBC5's Evan Anderson has the story.
We don't know a lot about why Jorge Arredondo was placed on paid leave, but in a statement, the district said they made this decision to, quote, protect the district. Arredondo was officially hired in late June. And according to a statement, the district has hired a third-party law firm to conduct an investigation. Now, important to note here, Arredondo has not been publicly accused of any wrongdoing. During last night's Grand Prairie ISD board meeting, one trustee said this current investigation is, quote, a witch hunt. The district appointed Deputy Superintendent of Business Operations, Tracy Ray, as Acting Superintendent.
This is a developing story, and we'll keep you updated. That was NBC5's Evan Anderson reporting.
A Tarrant County jury has sentenced a Fort Worth man to 70 years in prison for killing an elderly man 3 years ago. KRLD's LP Phillips says the defendant's mental state did play heavily into the case.
Jonathan Benamy was convicted of murder and given a 70-year sentence for killing a 74-year-old man. Testimony during his trial suggested Benamy has schizophrenia and was delusional. In September of 2021, Benamy broke into a house that a contractor was flipping on Eagle Drive in Fort Worth on the city's northeast side. He had previously been hired and fired as a watchman at that same house. But on the morning of the murder, worker Tony Clark arrived only to find Benamy inside. The testimony at the trial indicated Benamy thought there were people in the walls who were going to eat him, and that he attacked Clark, stabbing him repeatedly. Clark's body was found on the front porch. From the 24-hour news center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
A part of the Texas election law that requires a political party to identify who is sending campaign material has been struck down. The Texas Court of Criminal Appeals today sided with a Plano man who mocked his political opponents 3 years ago. John Stafford, a Democrat, sent text messages that targeted Republican candidates and suggested the Republican Party was behind the text.
I carefully crafted those texts with the advice of a lawyer to avoid violating the misrepresentation statute. So there was nothing in there that said it was coming from one person or another.
The Court of Criminal Appeals says Stafford is protected by the First Amendment. One justice suggested the law as written could be used to target political parodies like The Onion in Saturday Night Live.
Well, turning our attention to state news, a rep from North Texas wants to be the next speaker of the Texas House.
Republican State Representative David Cook of Mansfield has sent out a letter saying that he is running to be the next speaker. He's challenging the current speaker, fellow Republican Dade Phelan. Cook's letter criticized Phelan's tenure in the job. He says the lack of communication between leadership and the Republican caucus has stifled the progress and caused frustration among members. Two other members of the Texas House have also announced their campaigns to be the next speaker. From the 24-hour news center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Been telling you about fentanyl becoming the leading cause of death among young adults, and a senator from Texas is trying to stop it.
Senator John Cornyn has now held 7 roundtables at hospitals to talk to law enforcement, doctors, and families who have lost someone to an overdose. Stephanie Vaughn's daughter died and says she hopes to educate other families about fentanyl.
She was in cheer. She was in Girl Scouts. I was a Girl Scout leader. It can happen in your back. It can happen next door. It can happen in your house.
Police told Cornyn 4 out of 10 pills they used to find were fatal, but that's now 7 or 8. Cornyn introduced a bill that would require pill prices to be engraved with a serial number, saying chemicals are shipped from China to Mexico and they're then formed into pills.
They're mixed together, and then industrial capacity pill presses generate millions of these pills to look like legitimate pharmaceuticals.
The Department of State Health Services says 2,300 people died of fentanyl overdoses in Texas last year, up from just 213 5 years earlier. At Parkland Hospital, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
There's some hope for saving the Skillman Southwestern Library in Northeast Dallas. Councilmember Paula Blackman says the outpouring of support from the community was what pushed her to fight for the nearly 20-year-old branch.
I didn't realize how excited and how energized the community was until you tell them that you're going to take something away.
The city council had recommended closing it earlier this year due to budget cuts, but now they're saying they'll try to find a way to keep it open. The big question still is, where are they going to get the nearly $500,000 to keep it open?
I thought the Dallas Cowboys theme this year, according to Jerry Jones, was all in.
Dallas Cowboys, all in. Here we go.
I thought that's what it was, but evidently not. A Cowboys ready to start their season on Sunday, and head coach Mike McCarthy has announced his theme word for the season. It is not all in.
Our theme is rooted, so it's just based on the foundation that's been built here over 5 years. So I think, you know, the fifth year of what we've done and what we have to build off of is part of the root system that's in place here.
And a revamped Cowboys defense is getting ready for week one.
As the Dallas Cowboys gear up for week one against the Cleveland Browns, star linebacker and defensive end Micah Parsons talked about the challenge the Cleveland Browns offense poses.
We got a great challenge for us, and then the receiving core drafting, trading for Judy and having more, man, it poses a great threat. So we got to really anchor down, stop this run, and kind of get after a quarterback a little bit.
It'll be the first look at the Cowboys defense under new defensive coordinator Mike Zimmer. Cowboys and Browns on Sunday in Week 1 in Cleveland. Kickoff is at 3:25. Jake Rapema, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And of course, the NFL season opens tonight with the Chiefs bringing in the Ravens.
I'm Tristan Ryans. It was win number 11 for Nathan Eovaldi as the starter spanned seven innings and allowed just two runs while striking out six. Post-game comments from Eovaldi on keeping the momentum going.
Again, anytime we're able to score some runs, it's try to get the guys back in the dugout as fast as possible and attack the hitters, and I was able to do that tonight.
And Eovaldi wasn't the only one on the attack. From the plate, it was a 14-hit day for the Rangers, including three RBIs from Adolis Garcia, two from Wyatt Langford, two for Ezekiel Duran, and one apiece for Josh Smith and Nathaniel Lowe in the 10-6 win. From the 24-Hour News Center, I'm Tristan Ryans, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.